Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Virtual fencing is a new technology that combines a cattle collar and a computer program. Flint Hills Initiative Manager with a Nature Conservancy in Kansas, Tony Capizzo.
What we're doing is applying collars to livestock. We're working with cattle, primarily cow-calf pairs. Those collars are interacting with radio towers and our ranching partner who has a computer app that he's using to draw lines on a map. And you can draw boxes to keep livestock in or draw boxes to keep livestock out. And then those instructions are sent from his computer through the radio tower to the collars. And then as the collar approaches those boundaries, the cattle, they hear a beep. And then when they contact the boundary, there's a beep and a small shock.
Each collar has a GPS inside of it, which then sends out a radio signal to the collar itself.
That radio signal can go out. You know, it's a little bit sensitive to topography, and there can be some shadow effects, just like radio on your car. But in general, that radio signal is able to get to the collars and give them instructions.
The virtual fencing can be used in areas where it is not feasible to put in a hard fence and be more cost effective, as well as getting more animal unit days on pasture to help offset the costs of the technology. Capizzo's research includes ecology, habitat, wildlife, and economics, and includes partners such as Kansas State University. Capizzo is in the second year of a 5-year study.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.